Since you've been talking to each other, turn to the person that's closest to you and say, are you ready for this? Okay. Well, we're about to find out whether either of you are ready for this. So let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us today. I ask that you would work in our lives today, that you would make yourself known to us today, that you would help us to be ready for not only this, but for you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you today about a picture and a story. And one day Jesus stood up and he told a story, and it was a story about tending the fire of the Holy Spirit that is given to you. It is called the parable of the wise and foolish virgins or bridesmaids. So I'd like for us to read it together. It's Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. You have it printed in your bulletin. So here we go. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go gather rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is a story about the kingdom of heaven and how it will come. God in the Old Testament is pictured as married to Israel, and Jesus introduces the picture of the bridegroom, of God as bridegroom to his people, and the church in the New Testament, which is us, by the way, is pictured as the bride of Christ. It is a picture of anticipated culmination of relationships similar to marriage between God and his people. It is in this context in which Jesus tells the story. The irony of the story is that many of the Jews were not ready for the Messiah when he did show, even though they longed for him to come. And the message of the story is to be ready when God visits you. So I ask the question again, are you ready for this? I know that some of you are, and some of you aren't. Some of you have done the necessary preparation to hear a message today, and some of you will probably miss the point. Are you ready to receive Jesus today? Jesus stood up one day and told a story, and he built that story with great skill. There was to be a wedding, and the bridesmaids were waiting patiently for the bridegroom. Soon the exhaustion of the excitement of the festivities, along with a long wait because of the late arrival of the bridegroom, made them sleepy. Then the bridegroom sent a courier ahead of him, shouting, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him." Could this be a picture of John the Baptist? I don't know, probably. Could this be a picture of me this morning speaking to someone here? Possibly. The maids were to be alert, ready to meet him. Could this be a picture of each of us individually? Possibly. Probably. Could this be a picture of our church as well? Possibly. You see, all Scripture is really alive, and it really does have a life of its own, and if you've ever read Scripture that way, you know that things come alive to you as you read it sometimes. It addresses our lives. The 10 bridesmaids had fallen asleep with their lamps burning. They all slept, and they all had fire in their lamps. And a picture of you and me, I mean, it's been 2,000 years. But not only that, but he's not coming our lifetime either. A picture of individual churches, probably. And as the hours went by, five of the lamps began to flicker, and then they went out, and five of the bridesmaids had not been prepared for a long wait. And when the announcement came of the bridegroom's arrival, all the girls woke up, but five were not prepared. How tragic to miss the one thing for which they had planned and hoped for so long. Five had not brought enough extra oil for their lamps. And frustration and confusion happened. And they tried to borrow oil from the five who were prepared, but they refused. Their supply was just enough for them. The five without oil ran to buy oil, and they missed the arrival of the bridegroom. And when they returned with their lamps replenished, the door of the bridal house was shut, and they could not enter the joy of the celebration. Now, I want you to remember something about this story. Jesus told this story to show a picture about people and the kingdom of God. And Jesus clearly identified himself as the bridegroom, and really at this point, God's people were the bride. And the maids were those in Israel who were not prepared for his first coming. And the image of the bride of Christ took on more solid ground, especially after Pentecost. And the bride of Christ is the new Israel, which is the church, which are actually people like you and me. The wife of God in the Old Testament is the people of Israel. The story is a story about paying attention and being intentional about our living, even in the slow moments. And I will say this, particularly in the slow moments of waiting for something to happen. We've just finished summer, and one of the things that I notice after summer's over, some people sort of just disappear from church. Summer, in many ways, is like the slow moments of waiting. You can fall asleep during summer and never wake up, by the way. You can also be foolish and not take care of business. The question today is, are you ready? Have you been taking care of the fire of God that is in you? Do you have the oil needed for the eternally significant moment, should it come? There are several eternal truths present in this story. First, being prepared by to receive Jesus is to have a relationship with him in the first place. You need to hear that. Part of this picture is being prepared to receive Jesus is to have a relationship with him in the first place. If you don't, well, that's a different story. If these girls had not been close friends of the bride involved with her, part of the family, some of them probably they wouldn't even have been involved in the wedding celebration. The first truth is that this is a story about the kingdom of God in you who are part of the family of God. It's not about those outside the church at all. It's about us. Now, in the Bible, whatever oil or fire is mentioned, they are actually a picture of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. So what these girls were taking care of was the ministry and the gifts of the Holy Spirit until the bridegroom, who is Jesus, comes. These maidens were to tend the lamps for the wedding. Now, lamps in the Bible, I have a lamp up here, by the way. This is a stand. And if you put water on it, it's a water stand. But if you put a lamp on it, guess what? It's a lamp stand. And I'm going to light it. It's a lamp stand now. The stand is not the lamp, nor is the stand the fire. Keep it in mind. Lamps in the Bible. Rather hectic, are we? Tone it down, Jack. There you go. A lot of the Spirit there. Now, lamps in the Bible are a symbolic picture of people's lives, by the way, or sometimes lamps are the picture of entire churches, such as the lampstand churches in the book of Revelation, or maybe this lampstand church. If your life is like a lamp and you are a child of God, you are called to tend the lamp, to keep the wick trimmed, and make sure that the oil is plentiful, and be ready for anything. One powerful aspect of this story is the character and the action of God. He is a God who breaks into life, and many times it's when we least expect it. He came in the Messiah, Jesus. He will return in the second coming. Actually, he comes daily. And sometimes hourly, and very unexpectedly into our lives at times. Be prepared. These foolish girls in this story did not draw on previous experience, because it was the custom of the bridegroom to be late to weddings. They should have known they needed extra oil. They knew what their duties were as bridesmaids. They knew that he would be late and that he would come quickly when he did show. Now listen to me, disciples of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Spirit in you will go out if you're not wise. You don't know how long the wait is going to be. You don't know when your moment of destiny will suddenly be upon you. You also don't know what crises will come along the way in terms of your lives. How are you going to deal with those crises? Most of us know, none of us knows when the second coming is going to be, the end of the world as we know it. But we do know that it will come suddenly. And when you die, however, that is the end of the world for you. And this story asks the questions, are you ready? If you have the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in you, make sure that you have enough oil to keep it burning. Be ready. Look for the Lord in your daily life. Be ready for his interventions in the complexities and the confusion of your life and life in general. Being filled with the Holy Spirit and tending to the business of preparation is a matter of attention and intentional living. It is a matter of always saying, I'm ready for this. I don't know how it will work out exactly, but I have been paying attention to my spiritual life, and the Lord will guide me through it. Ready for anything, you might say. Christians is what I'm talking about here, is ready for anything when it happens. Followers of Jesus who are constantly on the lookout. What the Lord is saying to me in this situation, what is he trying to teach me in this problem? How will he come into this opportunity and equip me to be Jesus in this particular situation? And these are disciples who are open to grow and are flexible to kind of regroup and free to fail and willing to cut losses in order to move where the Spirit leads. Tell you what, a lot of people miss what God wants to give. And there may be some sitting here, I don't know. And the reason is that they go through their daily duties in drabness, unimpressed, uninspired by the repeated presence of God. One of the things that can happen to disciples, I'm not talking about the people of the world, is you can get too familiar with God. And when you get too familiar with God, what happens? Well, familiarity breeds contempt. And you forget the grace that he has given you in your life. You see, God is working all around us all the time, and you have to be alert enough to see it. You have to pay attention to life. You have to shake off the slumber of your soul. He comes to us. in people. He speaks to us in the uncertainty of circumstance and situations. He reveals his power in our inadequacies. But so many of us are unaware of what is going on around us. Our lives move aimlessly toward an uncertainty and an uncertain end. We don't pay attention, and we don't live intentionally. And then a crisis makes us wake up. And the tragedy is that we can't get ready for a crisis in the midst of a crisis. You can't get ready for it in the midst of it. The crisis of life wakes us up, but unless we are wise in other moments, we haven't got enough of whatever is needed to take care of that particular crisis, which brings me to another great truth that Jesus teaches in this story about the kingdom of God. You need to hear me now. You cannot borrow being prepared. When these gals are jolted awake by the announcement of the bridegroom's advent, the five unprepared, foolish girls try to borrow oil for their lamps. And that's kind of like trying to borrow the Holy Spirit for your life from somebody else. The wise ones had enough for their lamps, but not enough for the other five to borrow oil. And by the way, what this does, it exposes the bankruptcy of the other girls. The crisis was not enough oil. Their lack causes the confusion of the moment. The wise girls deny the foolish ones any help. Now remember, this is a story about being prepared for the coming of the kingdom. And it sounds cruel and insensitive, but in reality, this is a great truth about life's crises in this story. Jesus wants us to grapple with a question. Why did the lights go out? Why did the fire go out in the lamps of the foolish maids? Why do you run out of power today? Why do you run out of faith or wisdom? Why do you run out of hope? And the truth is, you can't borrow the power of the Holy Spirit from somebody else. You can't do it. You have to take care of tending your own lamp with your own oil. And the truth is, I can't take care of you in your crises. None of us can take care of the business of another person's life. I can't give you the biblical truths and principles you need. I can provide an environment of teaching and ministry for you, but you have to tend to the oil for your own lamp. You buy it. That is, you pay for it. You pay by doing the things necessary to have the oil in the first place. Usually it is a matter of your time given in worship, given in Sunday school, Bible study, spiritual retreats, a banquet weekend. I continually say to you, don't tell me what your church believes. Tell me what you believe. What your church believes won't get you through life or the tough spot. The only thing that can get you through the rough spots is what you believe, and it is your responsibility to be prepared for yourself. If you don't do it, your light goes out. It really is pretty simple. But some of us are foolish, and some of us are wise. The foolish among us, or as the proverb says, I've got it printed, if you would read with me, Proverbs 26:7. Here we go. Like a lame man's legs, which hang useless, is a proverb in the mouth of fools. If you are a fool, you will hear this, but then you'll go away. And it will mean nothing to you, and you will do nothing about it. And the reason? Read with me the next one. A man of understanding sets his face towards wisdom, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. They're on other things. You can't borrow faith in the time of crisis. And without Jesus Christ and the oil of the Holy Spirit, the lights will go out at the hour of opportunity or the hour of challenge or the hour of crisis in your life. And the time to get ready is before it happens, not during the demanding moment. If we're ready, we can handle it, whatever it is. So many of us miss our God-appointed opportunities because we are unprepared to see or seize the moment. The Holy Spirit helps us, giving us light from the oil to figure out what takes priority and what's really crucial at this point. He gives us the gift of wisdom to see the Lord's approach in the first place, to be ready to participate in His plans. Do you wonder why some Christians are more effective and useful than others? We try to explain it according to talents and natural gifts, but that's really not the crucial ingredient at all. It really has to do with availability and willingness and daring to partner with God. Most people live mediocre lives because they are unprepared for the opportune moments which the Lord brings to them. The life of a saint is not so much marked by great deeds or human skill, so much as miracles that are the result of a partnership with God that is steadfast in nature. They are prepared for the moment when it comes. Now, this story ends with a sad truth. The foolish maids scurry off to buy oil for their lamps, and they return to the bridal celebration only to find that they're locked out and the moment of opportunity is past and it will never come again. The moment of opportunity is past and it will never come again. Now you need to see the picture in your mind. Five foolish maids standing at the door of opportunity, rapping with their lights. Now they're blazing. They can hear the noise of the party. The music of the party is not theirs, though. There's a big difference, my friends, in being late and being too late. These girls weren't just late. They were too late. Jesus was really talking more about human nature than God's grace at this point, too. There's a time when it is just too late to do anything. Not for God, maybe, but definitely too late for us to do anything. The abundant life is offered, but we continually miss opportunities to buy oil, to be wise. We repeatedly resist God in our daily lives, and we repeatedly resist invitations to be into His presence, to buy oil, because that's what you're doing. And if we constantly say no to Him in our daily lives, it will be impossible to say yes when the midnight hour comes. Today is another invitation to buy oil, to be wise and not to be a fool. Today is another opportunity to wake up. So if there's anybody here today who is like the maidens in this story and you are asleep, let me speak to you in your dreams. What if these girls had awakened on their own and discovered that they were running out of oil? If they had awakened early, they could have run off and bought oil before the bridegroom came. It may not be in the story that Jesus told, but nonetheless, it is possible to awaken early and take care of business. Now, I want to give you a memory verse, but it's not in the bulletin, because I think sometimes you need to pay attention for yourself. Concerning the fact that God waits so long for many of us. And it's like the bridegroom who comes late. He gives everybody an opportunity to be prepared. But you can take this scripture and put it someplace where you may notice it. This is how it goes. Therefore, the Lord awaits to be gracious to you. Therefore, He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for Him. It's in the Bible someplace. I will give you the book. It's Isaiah. May we never presume on his graciousness. He gives us so many chances to get our acts together before he comes to us. All of us are in this story someplace. Are you like the foolish maiden or a wise maiden right now? Are you awake or are you asleep? I wonder how close you are to the moment of opportunity in your life, or the close to the moment of judgment in your life in terms of what's going on. Now, I want to close this message to talk to those who aren't here this morning and who won't be here. Some of you who aren't here this morning have never accepted Jesus as your Savior and begun that long process of making him Lord of your life. You have not united with a church, attached yourselves to others who are committed to Jesus in a local expression. None of us are able to tell how long we have on this earth. Make your commitment while you have the time. Others of you not here this morning have said yes to Jesus, but now you have grown lazy in your faith, and perhaps you find it easier to stay away. There is more time for pleasure, and your reason that if you don't come to church, you won't have to give any money either. And besides, it's such an effort, isn't it? It may also be that you have some grievance, real or imagined, and you're using this grievance as an excuse. And I choose my words well. You are using this as an excuse for denying Jesus in your life. It would be better to play with lightning, I think, anyway. Church member not with us this morning, you reason that someday you will return your allegiance to Christ. Someday. But that someday may be too late. To every one of us here today and not here today, the one reoccurring note of Jesus' story is that the kingdom of God will come unexpectedly. And the kingdom comes like a thief in the night. The kingdom comes like a returning master. The kingdom comes like a bridegroom arriving late. Now, if he were talking today, Jesus might say that the kingdom comes like a hurricane in the Bahamas, or like winning the lottery, or like a tornado in Nebraska, or an accident on the highway, or the report of a doctor with bad news. Or a heart that just quits on you while you're out there in the yard doing yard work. The kingdom comes quickly. Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to all of us about your relationship with each of us individually today. In Jesus' name, amen.